a violent species. Wars, genocide, murder. The denial of our true selves is the problem. The purge not only contains societal violence to a single evening, but the countrywide catharsis creates psychological stability by letting us release the aggression we all have inside of us.
This is a preview of Now Playing's bonus review of The Purge Election Year.
If we want to save our country, we must release all our anger in one night.
Our spring 2018 donation drive is currently underway, and Arnie, Stuart, and Jacob are reviewing both versions of Assault on Precinct 13, as well as all four Purge films.
It's survival of the fucking fittest! Who's the fittest? I'm the fittest of them all!
You can hear these reviews by donating to Now Playing.
They want the impossible. Everyone to have. Some cannot have. Not enough to go around.
It's your support that keeps Now Playing operating and putting out new shows without missing a single episode in over 7 years. That's over 400 weeks with a new free show every single Tuesday.
We are some fine, young, very educated guys and gals.
Find out details how to hear this full episode at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
Come on.
I want to purge.
This week, donors of $10 or more will get this bonus Purge podcast.
Ready to violate, annihilate, and cleanse our souls.
Here's a preview of that show.
I want to get out of here. It's about to get nasty.
This podcast preview contains harsh language and plot spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Release the beast, boys! Let the killing commence!
It was Joe that rescued her from the streets, but she too grew up with the idea of embracing the purge and earned the nickname somehow. It would have been helpful to see maybe a flashback, but she is Little Death. Queen Badass. This Kimmy respects her. That's the only reason why she hands back the candy she's been shoplifting, is because she's starstruck by someone that used to be so murderous on Purge Night. But under Joe's tutelage, she has had a change of heart, and we are going to spend a lot of time with her and her driver, Dawn, going around in an ambulance, doing their best to take care of people when medical facilities like hospitals are shut down for the night.
Dawn, I forgot Dawn was there. I guess it's good to have an extra driving the truck, because Dawn gets nothing to do in this movie other than drive.
I never wrote it down her name, never made mention of whatever she does in this besides drive. It's all about Lainey. There are no emergency services, so this is out of the goodness of their heart. They're driving these, I guess they're all over maybe the country, we don't know, but Washington, D.C., these triage trucks around. And what? People come to an understanding, hey, we're not going to attack those? Because at one point they say they're pretty safe if they're in that truck.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's even true in wartime situations, right? You don't fire on the medical truck. There are rules to combat. You know, you can. There's no law preventing you. On Purge Night, you can do whatever you want. And we do see that. We see some people that have no respect for them. And I don't know if it's an attack. There's actually a Peace Not Purge party that's pouring drinks on their ambulance. But I think that's celebratory. I think they're saying we support what they're doing. For the most part, they're not going to come into harm until they get involved in helping Senator Roan. But when we see them early in the movie, when 7 o'clock hour strikes and it's purge on the streets, they're on the front line seeing a lot of crazy stuff, including a Lisa Rinna lookalike who accidentally shot her husband and now feels really bad about it. That's air quotes on the accidental. She did it on purpose and then felt really bad.
Yeah, because later on, Lainey's going to tell the story about a woman who shot her husband because she got tired of his face. And I thought that was what we were seeing here.
It is. It absolutely is.
Yeah, it is. But she regretted it.
Yeah. In case you left the impression, when we see her, she's saying, oh my God, my husband needs help. And he was accidentally shot. No, the idea of regret, remorse, is now permeating this culture. I mean, Lainey herself is atoning for whoever she killed in the past by now trying to save lives. She stops for a woman who does not want the act of murder that she committed to stick. That's what we're seeing here. But there are plenty of people that like it. I mean, we get some refugees from Fury Road that are driving around with people on their hood and, you know, people with torches in the street.
Yeah, we see a giant guillotines in the alleys chopping off heads.
I love the guillotine. I mean, because now you think you've got time to prep, you've got time to craft. How the hell did they move it, though? That's the thing is, like, I think your guillotine would have to be in your backyard and you bring people to it. A guillotine isn't something you take to the victim.
Maybe they lived right by that alley.
No, but it is symbolic. I do associate it with the French Revolution, which is all about the let them eat cake people, you know, didn't go so well for them. It is class warfare. Again, this is the movie exploiting that tension, sometimes egging us on to enjoy this. And now it's also asking us to be moral and debate whether we should want death.
I'm just shocked that the government hasn't come up with some way to lock down, like, historical sites. We'll see the Lincoln Memorial, and it has Purge, I'm guessing, written in blood, like, on the columns. They didn't do anything to Lincoln, but a lot of vandalism going on there. Those are big deals. Protect those things.
Hey, it's not illegal on that night. I've complained. We haven't seen enough petty crime. Let the vandals out.
I'm just saying, lock it down.
And again, I say third world country. I was shocked when I went to Cambodia. They have Siem Reap, these wonderful temples, and they let you do whatever you want on them. You can climb on them, and people were cracking off rocks and things. I mean, they're very unguarded. The state of our country is, we'll let you do whatever you want to us if you pay money. That's how bad we've fallen.
I thought that was just capitalism. Free market dictates.
But back to Senator Rowan.
If we must.
Yeah. She's the important MacGuffin. I don't know if she's an interesting character, but I am rooting for her to survive. She is being protected by Frank Grillo, but he has been shot with a tracer bullet. That means that Earl can be following them using an iPad. And then they have a run-in with, I think it's the murder tourist that we saw in the news clip.
It is. Yeah, and I like that the murder tourists, they go all out. They got, like, Statue of Liberty mask that's all lit up and Uncle Sam.
Yeah, the tracer bullet. I like how this is the future when it's convenient. We can just suddenly have bullets that have these LEDs on the end.
Hey, drones are a thing. Did you know that, Artie? We've got drones now in this film because those are popular.
But now they're homemade drones instead of factory-made drones. I guess once you start a purge, technological advancement kind of just stops.
Yeah, I think that's the point, is we've regressed. Of course, we're not coming out with new technologies because we're devolving and, you know, we become savage. We become a mockery. Now people are dressing up like Lincoln, like George Washington, like the Lady Liberty to commit all of these violent acts. That's what we represent to the rest of the world.
And I liked that it's these foreign tourists in the American mask. I didn't catch that when I saw it in theaters, but watching it here, the fact that we saw these people ahead of time, it's just a fun thing. And I love Joe and Marcos's entrance there. I have no idea how they're both marksmen with a pistol where they can shoot everybody around the senator and miss the senator, but it's a badass entrance.
Yeah, I don't know that this movie is anti-Trump, but I definitely feel like they didn't want to play into the narrative that the immigrants at all were going to be brown or black. So we have very clearly delineated here, the good guys are the black man and the brown immigrant that he employed fighting the white, European, privileged, blonde people that just think that murder is fun.
If you'd like to hear this entire episode, it's available to listeners who donate by August 31st, 2018.
Can anybody help me? Can anybody hear me? Why won't anybody help me?
This series is available along with retrospectives on The Godfather, Jurassic World, Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, the Al Pacino Cops and Al Pacino Mobsters series, plus The Purge and Assault on Precinct 13. The more you donate, the more bonus podcasts you get to hear.
You predicted a much higher level of participation.
If you enjoy the show we do week after week, help keep us on the air. You can find a link to pledge by clicking the banner at the top of our website, nowplayingpodcast.com, or go to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
I'm just doing my part.
Riding around in a van on purge night helping people, it's pretty dangerous.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Because as soon as you say it out loud to another person, then it's irreversible.
All audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the film analyzed herein.
I'm guessing you're either a cop or a criminal, huh?
I'm guessing you're either a pain in my ass or a pain in my ass.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of Venganza Media Incorporated and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.